It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you don't know, my name's Pete. I run the Sunday Lounge Lifestyle and Living website, which is lifestyleandliving.com.au. And hope this is coming through loud and clear, which I assume it is. So let me have a look and see on my monitor's ear that I can. Looks like it's coming through loud and clear, so that's all nice and dandy. So welcome to today's show. Sorry about that. We are going to talk about a couple of things. One is Jane and I went out to Stanthorpe, Tenterfield, last weekend. It was our 23rd wedding anniversary, so that was pretty cool. I've got to talk about Rich Mill Estate, what they're doing out there. We stayed there, so that's one of the things. But the main thing I want to talk about today is something that's happened to me during the week, and it's got to do with that little fella here. I'll pop it back here, and then you can have a good look at there. So we'll be talking about that as well. But today I wanted to start the show off, and it sort of became reality when we were out at Stanthorpe and Tenterfield. Country people don't judge you. They don't, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't care who you are, what you are. So it sort of came up with an idea for the start of the show, just to have a conversation. Now, if you do want to join the conversation and you are on the live, there's a link there, mainly for Facebook, because Facebook needs you to give permission to join the conversation. Then we can have comments and all that kind of fun stuff. So what I want to talk about with this one is, why do we need labels in society? I understand Mr., Mrs., Ms., all of those ones, because that's how we can greet certain people and show respect to people. But why do we need all the others? Black, white, brown, LGBTQRS, all of those sort of things. Why do we need them? If I walk up to you, and then this is just an argument's sake, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but you're a male, but you're transitioning to a female, and you call yourself, instead of Ben, Beth. That's how I'll address you, and that's how the rest of the world will address you. And no one has any qualms. It's only these groups of people that have qualms. And, you know, we're all human. We all are who we are. But having said that, young Winnie, I don't know how old Winnie was, but she's seen it a few years, and we were at a shop at Tenterfield. And we were going to go for lunch, and she said, there's a good place just up the road, which we went to. And I said, how far is it? And I said, is it a fair walk? And she just looked me up and down and said, well, it's not as if you don't need a walk. So that is the fun part of life, that we can say to one another, you know, those sort of jokes. Yeah, I'm not a fit, underweight individual, but did I get offended? No. So if we slip up with a pronoun, don't panic, because we don't know who you are. It's the same, and I always say this, even in the workplace or anywhere, you don't know what the other person is going through. when you meet them, greet them, or say hi or whatever, you don't know what's going on. You don't know how they are as a person, what they are. So, yeah, that's just the little bit that I thought I'd talk about. And if you've got any thoughts on that, make sure you drop it in the comments, because it is a thing that is getting pounded and pounded and pounded. It's a political thing. It's a social thing. But, yeah, I don't think it needs to be a thing. So that's the first topic over and done with. So the next one is going to be on something that we thoroughly enjoyed last weekend. And last weekend, we went to Stanthorpe and we went to Tenterfield. But we did stay, I'm just trying to delete the slide, but we did stay Ridgemill Estate. Now, Ridgemill Estate Winery is about a 10-minute drive outside of yes, I totally agree with the whoever popped this up. Yes, it is. We're politically correct, and it is BS. Now, if you want to let me know who you are before I get into our trip away, you'll see this on one of the pages, whichever page you're on, whoever put the political correctness message up. Just click on that. You only have to click on it once. Doesn't take any of your details, but it gives permission on your Facebook page to do that. So that's that. But we went to Ridgemill Estate. Great wines. Only had two wines while we were out there. That was the Pinot Grigio and the Rosé. Both beautiful wines. But this is the cabins that are there at Ridgemill Estate. I think they got 4, 8, 12, because we stayed in room 12. So there's 4 on the entrance, 4 up the back where we are, and 4 just to the left of the tasting room. So they are great rooms, must say. Well designed, well thought of. This is inside the room. It's nice, simple couch. TV's over in the corner. You got the king-size bed there. On to the right is the kitchen. Left is the bathroom, toilet, and shower, which are in separate rooms in that little room. And this was the view we had, which is a little unfortunate. But, yeah, it's great location, easy access to all the parts of Stanthorpe and all the, on getting onto Tenterfield and all those sort of things. So when we arrived on Friday nights, every second week, so next Friday they're having one, they have what they call their soiree, and it is a little excellent evening. And I'll pop the girls back on, get them over the top because we're allowed to use their music. Hope that's not too loud, but we'll put it there. So this is how it's all set up. So 9-year sister of the two girls that you can see in the foreground. Just get out there. Yes, it was cold. I was freezing by the end of the night, so we had to leave a little bit early. But they have these. They have Jamworks on our night. They had Jamworks provide the food, and that's the girls. And just a quick little plug for them. This is some of their shows coming up, so please support them. Young, talented individuals, and they sing beautiful music. So the accommodation is great. Fireplace there for winter, air conditioning, fans, couldn't speak highly of it. You can have breakfast there, as in your room. There's barbecues there, so you can cook your breakfast on there, or there's a little kitchenette with a frying pan and everything. So that's pretty cool. And the people at Ridgemill make you welcome and feel great about being there. And It is a great place. Stanthorpe is an excellent town. We love going out there a fair bit. This time we got a whole heap of fruit and we've made jams and stewed apples and everything like that, so that we've got all of that happening. Now, the other thing with there's a little place in the main street called Foxy's Bakery. Get there early, but, man, their pies and food and everything's great. Absolutely brilliant. So now we've got to move on to the big one. I've got to talk about it. And if you have questions or anything like that, drop it in the comments. Send me an email. Let me see if I've got my email here. Yep. Just send me an email at pete@lifestyleliving.com.au and I will get the information to you quick smart. Or you can go to lifestyleandliving.com.au/mail and that'll get me as well. So on Friday just gone, so 2 days ago, I had to go to hospital. And it was just for my checkup. History is, had asthma pretty much all my life and eczema. As you can see, it's getting better. Still a little bit red on top, but it is getting better. And what I do annually, I normally do it every 6 months, but circumstances with new job and things like that hadn't allowed me, so it was 12 months. Now, I showed you this, and that there is a little bit of technology. Let's see if we can get it, that allows your body to produce a copper peptide, which then sparks off the rest of your body, which helps with stem cell regeneration and other areas. And I've got to get into the other areas because I'll tell you why. So I go and do my lung function test. So if you're not asthmatic and you don't know what a lung function test is, series of blowing the bejeebus out of a machine. So one is to hold your breath and keep it within the range that you need to do, which 12 months previously I struggled to do. And then there's the big one where, hang on a sec, there's the big one where you got to blow into the machine, I say inhale, exhale, and you've got to hold that until the nurse basically says stop. So the last time I did it, I think it took me about 7 or 8 goes, because you got to get a consistent reading for them. This one took me 3. First go, second go, third go, had it spot on. So what does that mean for me? So go to the doctor, because I go to the doctor straight after the lung function test. Sat down with me and he said, what have you been doing since your last test? And I said, why? He said, well, your lung function is normal and your capacity of your lungs is for someone in their 40s, and I'm 58 this year. He said, have you been running? And I said, well, do I look like I do running? And he said, no. And he said, so what is it? So I lifted up my shirt and showed him this. So this technology here is unbelievable. You may have seen a couple of videos where I've sort of briefly spoke about it, but basically it, now, I normally get this terminology incorrect, but it's GCKCU copper peptides. Go and look that up. It's a big copper peptide that helps the regeneration of you internally. And the only thing I can put this down to is the patches and the technology that's in behind the patches. The best way I can describe what the patches do, you hear people say, go outside and get vitamin D. The sun doesn't have vitamin D. What it does is it sets off a light wave pattern on your body and your body reacts. And that's what this technology does. And I now swear by it to the point where we're talking about with the dermatologist to reduce the amount of Rinvoq, which I'm on for my eczema, which is damaging my body even more to the point where it can cause heart attacks and everything like that. So that's it in a nutshell. You don't have to be ill to benefit from the patches or the technology. You just have to want to have better quality of life. Some of the things that it's done for me is help me with my sleep. If you go back through the records on YouTube mainly and our podcast, you'll hear my story where in 2021 I attempted suicide. And one of the underlying things that was left from that, and that was all based on opioids. So the underlying thing that was left with that for me was anxiety to the point where I couldn't really get outside, and that held me back to get work again. I started using the technology in July last year, and you don't notice it, but over a period of time, I haven't had an anxiety attack in I don't know how long. But yeah, if you, as this show and the podcast and everything, it's really targeted at over 45s because we're the good people. And if you got aches and pains or just want to feel more vibrant, as I said, just shoot me an email or message, leave a message in the chats here, and we'll get you on the path to living a drug-free and pain-free life. It's scary. And if you're at all curious, make sure you contact me, because I have gone from having two puffs of these per day to the doctor saying, listen, bring it down to one just in case. And basically the impression I got from the specialist was that I really don't need to be going to see him in hospital, which is a bonus for me. And yeah, I'm living an enjoyable, good life that a year ago I never thought I'd ever have again. You know, like it was pretty grim for me, but part of it was my own doing, part of it was opioids, and now, thanks to a great friend, Don LaChance, I'm living normal. Well, as normal as someone that's overweight and getting there can live. But what I want to do is, I played this at the start, but I want to play it here, and I'll do this with all the music that we do, and hopefully down the track when I can work out issues with copyright, we will have a great friend that I work with at the RACV, Tony Anthony Brophy, or the Brofster, or the Deputy Lord Mayor of Shepparton, come in and we'll have a little bit of music sessions, because I just want this to grow and grow and grow, and we have conversations and you join in on the conversation. As I did, I touched on a little bit of a dodgy topic at the start of the show, but yeah, it's all about you. Our website, which is lifestyleandliving.com.au, you can leave text messages there if any topic that you want me to talk about, any ideas for guests that'll be good that you want to hear from, that I can chase up and find. We've got a couple coming up. One, I'm crossing my fingers that he does say yes. I've got to ask him yet, but if he does say yes, it'll be a good conversation. He's a great man. So let's have a, here we go. Mate, yeah, the Brofster, he's a good man, isn't he, Grant? Yeah, he calls me Uncle Buck. I don't know why, but he does. So, yeah, he's a good man. He's the Brofster. So what I got to do now is I got to put up a little bit of a banner to promote. One of the things I want to do is find as many unique Australian artists, and that doesn't mean that they're weird, that they haven't been heard of greatly. So the girls have won a lot of awards, mainly in country festivals and things like that. This is a list of their shows that are coming up. So they're at, where are they? February 24 at the Stanthorpe Busking Finals Concert Performance. Now, this is coming up. It comes up every 2 years, the Apple and Grape Harvest Festival, which is what it says it is. It's for the Apple and Grape Harvest out at Stanthorpe. They'll be playing there a couple of days, 3 days, and then March at the Balancing Heart Vineyard. And I think the girls were saying they got a couple of sessions at Ridgemill Estate as well. So Let me fire up the music and we'll get it a little bit loud.
We were here's born your sister. In the silence.
Everything changes.
It was constant and quiet. And the sun always shining. Where we spent our days. And now everything's changing. Making wild such a tame thing. It feels right, that's the strange thing. So don't run away.
To do is just a shout out to a couple of great friends, Dawn and Roy. You know who you are. Dawn lost her father, and loss is hard anytime. And we're thinking of you. And our door, as I said the other day, our door's always open. And we'll chat soon, for sure.
Watching the words become real. Everything's changing so fast. Everything's changing so fast. Everything's changing so
I've got to switch the microphone on just before. A little bit of a hiccup. But as I said, you can follow us. The easiest way to find all our links is lifestyleliving.com.au/links. And that you can follow us wherever we are. And if you want to find out more information on the technology that I use to help me lungs, skin, eyes, hair, and that's lifestyleliving.com.au/mail. And as We also thank you for being here at the Sunday Lounge, where we share writings, wisdom, wellness, and tunes for the young at heart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.